Scott, how are you?
Great, Tony. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well,
it is beautiful out. The sun's out and the birds are chirping.
Well, I know you're hoping that you get this kind of day tomorrow because there is a big, big day planned with the Taxpayer Tea Party rally and Michigan Legislative Lobby Day. Big, big day for you.
Yes, it is a big day, and we have some great guests that are coming to speak, and we're welcoming. We're working with over 40 Tea Party groups from around the state, and we have a big rally from 12 to 1:30 with Dick Morris, former presidential advisor and Fox News contributor, and Herman Cain, who has a presidential exploratory committee, and other great speakers like Attorney General Bill Schuette and Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. So it is going to be a great rally and a great day, and we welcome everyone to come out and attend.
Well, tell us about the day and what it entails, because as you mentioned, it's from 8 to 4. So what's going to be going on?
Well, 8 to 4, we have registration, and 8 to 9, and 9, we have a how to lobby your legislator. From 10 to 11, we have authors from Michigan, conservative authors, our own Craig Wieland, who has authored pointed poems from Wieland Dapco Corporation right here in Lansing. And from 11 to 11:45, we're going to have politicians come and give us a report on what they've done. We heard a lot of great rhetoric last year during the election season, but now are they living up to that rhetoric? And then at noon, we have the rally. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have U.S. Senate candidates. We've invited to come and speak, those that are looking to run for U.S. Senate. And we also are going to be showing the movie Kids Aren't Cars, which is a movie produced by Education Action Group about the Detroit school system and Robert Bob's issues in dealing with some of Detroit school problems. So it's going to be an exciting day, and you know, there's a lot going on. We have proposals out there to raise the income tax, to make permanent Jennifer Granholm's temporary income tax increase. We have proposals to spend billions in taxpayer dollars to build a bridge to Canada, and we need more cuts. We need more cuts to government, and we need to make sure politicians live up to their promises.
What's your take on Governor Snyder and Republican leaders, the proposed tax plan, which would keep some exemptions from pension taxes? Those 70, 67 and older wouldn't have to pay. Younger retirees would have to pay. What's your take on that?
You know, it's very disappointing that we are not moving in the other direction of trying to eliminate the state income tax. We're competing with seven states that have no income tax, states like Florida and Texas and Tennessee and Alaska, states that have their economies historically do very well. Those states that do very well primarily rely on a consumption tax, and instead we're going in the other direction of increasing our reliance on the state income tax. So we think the governor is doing a great job with lowering corporate tax rates. Off to a good start with cutting waste in state government. We believe he can go a lot further with cutting state government. Really like that the House Republicans and Senate Republicans have come up with another $150 million in cuts. But we think they can go further with more cuts. We don't believe that it needs to be taken out on the working people of the state. The income tax is a tax on work. And if you want less of something, you tax it. If you want more of something, you don't tax it. We'd like to see more work, more production here in Michigan. And the way to do that is to start to eliminate the state income tax.
All right, Scott, let's put you in charge for a moment here. We have a $2 billion deficit. There are those who think that a lot of that deficit is being put on the middle class as well as the poor with cuts in many different areas, and that business is being allowed to kind of skate on this, and the same with the rich. There is a piece of information that has been released by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, and they believe businesses, big corporations especially, aren't paying their fair share. What do you think about that, and what do we do to get us out of this hole?
Well, here at the state level, certainly Governor Snyder's plan to the 6% tax on corporations, some corporations would actually pay more. It's just a flat tax, 6% on your profits. Those businesses that aren't taxed under the 6% would fall down to the income tax and be taxed at the 4.25% rate. So, you know, businesses are in business to make a profit. And the founder of the AFL-CIO, Samuel Gompers, said that it is the business's number one duty to make a profit, because without a profit, they are not in business and they cannot employ people. So even union leaders and the founder of the AFL-CIO have recognized that. We don't like to participate in class warfare. That's not helpful. That doesn't move our country forward. It doesn't move our state forward. We need to do more cuts. We need to do more cuts. Unfortunately, the union leadership has perpetuated a lie to their members that the current state of pensions and benefits and pay is sustainable. In 1965, Michigan was ninth in per capita personal income. Today, we're 39th. We were a rich state, now we're a poor state. So we need to make some changes. The current system is bankrupting us. And so things like doing away with the prevailing wage would save $269 million.
All right. And, Scott, before I let you go, you and you seem to have a little bit of a love fest going on with Governor Rick Snyder, but you do disagree in some areas, including the proposed bridge from Detroit over to Windsor.
You're the first person that said I have a love fest with Snyder. We think he's doing good on the corporate tax. He needs to do more cuts, and we don't need to become more reliant on the state income tax. And, yes, we don't. The Detroit International Crossing in Detroit, we don't need to just build something to make work. That's billions of dollars in tax dollars. Whether it's state or federal, it doesn't matter. It's still our tax dollars. And if you look at our federal debt, I keep saying over $14 trillion. Last night I learned it's approaching $15 trillion, going in the wrong direction. And it's, you know, we had the governor Christie of New Jersey stand up and said no tunnel to New York. We had the governor of Florida stand up and said no high-speed rail in Florida. You know, they could have took the money and ran from the federal government, but they did what was right, because those projects weren't needed, and this project is not needed. So, you know, we wish the governor would do more leading on doing away with the prevailing wage, giving union members the option whether to join a union or not join a union. So, yeah, there are things that we disagree on, but there's probably more that we agree on. But definitely the bridge and more leadership in terms of taking on the unions.
And Scott Hagerstrom is with Americans for Prosperity Michigan. Thanks so much, Scott.
Great. Hope to see you there tomorrow at noon.